It's gospel according to Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 1. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man who was manager who was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager anymore. The manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their homes. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 900 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked a second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, Tracy read it earlier, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let me read just a couple of those sentences over. Here's the scriptures. This is the word of God. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. That's the word of God. And you wonder why our country is in such trouble. Why is there such turmoil, unrest, disrespect, evil? We are supposed to pray for those who are in charge. And I am as guilty as anybody else of making fun of politicians. And I hate politics. I just really despise politics. But it drives me crazy, all of the ranting and raving we have about our politicians, especially about old Carrot Top, old Trump. People just bashing him down one way or another. And I'm not saying anything about the job he's doing, but I am talking about the office of the President of the United States, somebody who is in authority. There's a TV show on at late night, and you'll know who I'm talking about. They make their bread and butter off of bashing the President. They open up every show just a hammering away. They do a real good job of it. It shouldn't be so. You may think it's funny, humorous, entertaining, but it is part of the ruination of this country. Because here, clearly the Word of God says that we are to make petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all those in authority, kings and all those in authority, so that if we do that, if we treat the office with respect, regardless of whether or not we like the politician, if we treat the office with respect, and if we don't have anything good to say, we don't say anything at all, but if we do that, treat the office with respect, those whom God has put in authority, it says then that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And is our country doing that today? Living peaceful and quiet lives? Not even close. They're going to have to start rating the news newscast. They're going to have to start rating it R. It's just a mess. The violence that goes on in this country today. And we think it's okay to take politicians and rip them apart. We think it's okay to slander people in our community, to slander people in the church, to slander people in our families. If you would read through Proverbs and read about what the Word of God says about those who slander, those who gossip, those who tell lies, who cause civil unrest and disobedience, they're in a world of trouble, let me tell you. The condemnation of God is upon them. But somehow, we think it's okay. It's just entertaining. We don't really mean anything bad by it. But there's a lack of respect. And the lack of respect doesn't begin with the person that's in office. The lack of respect begins with the Word of God. Because we have chosen to turn our backs upon the Word of God and do what we feel like doing. We do not respect God. And we see that all throughout our community, all throughout our society. It says that if we show respect to those who are in power and we pray for them, if we pray for them, it says that that will live peaceful in quiet lives, in all godliness and holiness. And it goes on to say that this pleases God. So if you are all interested in pleasing God, I think we need to start with repenting. And then we need to think before we put our tongues in gear. You know, the Bible says overcome evil with good. If we don't like a situation in the government, we've been given a process by which to change it respectfully. I am not talking politics. I'm talking the Word of God. We need to change our ways. As much as I don't like politics, I really don't like slander. Not against anyone. And then here we are in Luke chapter 16, talking about the shrewd manager who was stealing from his master and gets fired. And before he's let go, he brings in all the debtors of his master. And he cuts them a big break by slashing their bills so that they will all owe him a favor, so that he'll have some place to live, somebody to take care of him. And when he's worn out his welcome, he'll be able to go from one place to another because he has all these people that will owe him favors. And Jesus didn't say this was right. He said it was shrewd. And he said that we, as children of the light, should use our wealth, our treasures, in order to be a blessing to others. We should help one another. Because by doing that, it shows the attitude of our heart. It shows that Jesus Christ is truly our Lord and Savior, and we get to go to heaven because we believe in Jesus. Because if you believe in Jesus, you will share your treasures with others. Remember last week we said that if you want to be a follower of Jesus, you have to give up what? Everything. Not just what's comfortable, not just what you can afford, not just what you don't mind giving up, not just what's used, what's old. You have to give up everything in order to be Jesus' follower. Matthew 25 says about the sheep and the goats that as children of the light, you and I are to use our wealth in order to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, help those who are in need, visit the sick and those who are in prison, because by doing that, we'll be helping Jesus. He said, that which you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. We need to repent. We need to do things differently. We need to use our words wisely. We need to use our blessings, our property, our possessions, our time, our talents. We need to use those wisely as well. Genesis chapter 12 says that we are blessed to be a blessing. That's why you were blessed, so that you can bless somebody else. And I know far too often, and I'm sure some of you here can testify to it, that when you take some of those blessings for granted, all of a sudden they're gone. For one reason or another, they're gone. If you can't use the blessings that God has given you, if you can't use them wisely in order to be a blessing to others, he's not going to give you any more, and he may very well take off of you what he gave you. If you are faithful in a little bit, do what you can for other people, then God will bless you with much. That's the word of the Lord. You can't have it both ways. I can't have it both ways. We can't badmouth the president and then expect to have peace and prosperity. We can't badmouth the local politicians, the police, the military. We can't badmouth the pastor. Can't badmouth chair people. We can't badmouth brothers and sisters in Christ. We can't badmouth the family, your blood family, and expect to have peace and prosperity. I don't understand why things aren't going better. I can't understand why I'm having all these problems. All that no good, blah, 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 you know, running people down. Think before you put this in gear. Remember the word of God, to pray for people, to intercede on their behalf, to give thanks for them, whether you like them or not. Why? Because the word of God said to do that. And if we'll be faithful in this little bit, God will give us much. Nobody can serve two masters. You can't have it both ways. You can't serve both God and money. You can't serve both God and the flesh. Just can't. Can't do both. It's either one or the other. Remember that God loved us extravagantly. And while we were yet sinners, the word says, Christ died for us. Let you and I love each other extravagantly. That's the word of the Lord. God loves you, and so do I.